time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Folks, welcome to Steel City Music. My next guest is Maddie Simpson, someone we've been featuring on the radio show and at the radio stations. And we've been playing a couple of his songs on Americana Cool with Heather Valley on Steel City Music. Maddie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
I'm happy that we get a chance to speak because all of our friends, we have a lot of friends that are connected. And every time someone talks about you performing, there's nothing but this great vibe that everyone reports back to me, whether it be at the Casbah Lounge recently or the late great This Ain't Hollywood.
Well, that's great to hear. I'm glad you're hearing some positive things, and that's encouraging. Thank you.
Well, your name always comes up as one of the people as far as like roots rock and country rock comparisons that come up here as an artist out of Hamilton. Is that a valid thing for me to say, or?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I think you could hear that in what I do for sure. A lot of projects that I've been on are that genre. And yeah, but I like all kinds of music, you know, it's like not limited.
Right. But that your style of music, where did you draw your influences from?
I like Neil Young and like CCR and I don't know, stuff like that. Bob Dylan, like old kind of stuff, but I also like new songwriters like Jason Isbell and Ryan Adams and stuff like that.
Right. Now, these was this like throughout your life that you had a liking to that style of music, like Neil Young, Bob Dylan, any of that kind of stuff? Was it like
early on? My parents were into it huge, so it's
right,
always been there.
Like, was that something that your parents would just throw on the turntable and you just absorbed, or was it like a tradition of something?
I just absorbed it. They just play it all the time, and I just got into it. I started learning the songs that I liked and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then you just graduated into it. Hey, the music before Strange Weather album that was put out, I'm unfamiliar. I was trying to like find some of the other stuff that you did, and I couldn't find anything online.
Like what stuff?
Like previous releases.
I don't have any previous releases.
Oh, well, that would... That explains everything for me, because I thought for sure, buddy, that you had a couple EPs out a couple years ago.
I have one EP, but it's not like online. It's kind of discontinued. I still have a few here, but it's just five songs that are actually, and some of them are on my record. And it's just I was kind of making the record, and then I only had so much money and so much time. So I finished like five of them like really quick and did a tour. And toured with that, and so there's that record, but then I eventually finished the full length after that.
Okay, yeah, because I remember spinning, I thought was one of the better covers I heard of Kate Bush's a Kate Bush track. Was it Running Up the Hill?
Yeah. I do that one live a lot. I don't have that one recorded though.
Right. How did that come about, that the choosing of that cover?
Who was doing that? It was a Girls Do Guys event that at where was it? At the Casbah, and you had to pick a female artist and cover them.
Right.
And I did like Alicia Keys, and I did that Kate Bush song, and I also did a Hole song. And when I did the Kate Bush song, like people were just like, "That was amazing," and they loved it so much. So I started putting it in my set, and then I started playing it all the time.
Just sliding it in. That sounds good. Hey, we're chatting with Maddie Simpson here on Steel City Music, my special guest right now. And we're going to switch gears and talk about Strange Weather, the album. Just before the interview, Maddie caught me sitting here on because we're chatting via Zoom. And I was smiling like a dumpsky looking at the window, listening to his music. Right. And I was like, because I always like to preview a little bit of music before I chat about it again, just to refresh some of my earlier thoughts, that sort of thing. And going through the songs again, when I was listening to all of them, I was getting that really nice vibe of connection to Tragically Hip for some strange reason.
That's a compliment. I'm open
and,
to that.
And it I got it. I had that feeling when I was listening to Strange Weather. Stormy Thursday afternoon. I don't know what it was. I think it was just the way it was arranged or the vibe it was given off to me, but it just threw me back to like some of the slower hip songs. And it was a really nice connection for me.
Oh, that's good. That's a compliment. I appreciate that. You know, when people say things like that and they compare you to people, like that happens to me all the time. And part of me is like very, you know, flattered and like, oh, thanks. I'm glad I sound like somebody like famous. Like that's really cool. Like awesome. You know?
Right.
And then part of me is like, well, I hope I don't get sued for this because it sounds like, you know, not that I would because it's not like super successful or anything, but you know, you don't want to cop from people like too much, you know what I mean?
We were all wishing that he
just had that vibe to me. It was like, it was making me like just remember like some times in my life, that sort of thing. So I think when people write songs like that, they stick with you, right? They resonate because it makes you feel again.
That's great, man. I'm glad that does that for you. That's amazing. That's awesome to hear.
With all these tracks, putting this together, when did this album actually come out though? Strange Weather album.
2019.
So that was just before the pandemic you released it?
That's right. It was in July 2019. So it was like the summer before.
Right. So you really didn't have any time to tour because we got hit with the pandemic in what? December?
Yeah.
20th, that sort of thing. So what was your thoughts like touring it at that brief period that you had to tour the album?
I just did like a little jaunt out to Alberta, and I did like a few things out there, and I played around locally a little bit, but I never booked like a serious tour. I did that before the record came out, because it's all just like kind of where I get offered gigs and how it works like that. And I kind of work around schedules and stuff like that. So it's just kind of how it worked out. But yeah, I don't know, if the pandemic didn't hit, I probably would have done more of that for sure.
Something new. Leave the lights on so I can see where I'm going. There's no way of knowing what I've been through. Almost home. Almost home. Just in time for the dirt to settle in. Just in time for the questions to begin. Then I'll be gone.
With this album, and I talk about this stuff for this whole year. I mean, this is all we really talk about, is like how COVID and the pandemic has changed how we do things and our perspective and that sort of thing. Now that it looks like we're starting to open up a little bit, will there be something that you can change in how you do your next album or how you tour it? Like, what I'm getting at is that will you try harder or go a little harder to tour the next album because you may not have the chance? I guess it's really all about regret is what I'm asking, you know, like you don't want to have regret.
Yeah, I guess so. I just do the best you can. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, I don't have these like great plans. I just try to hope for the best, you know, and I just try to do the best I can with making the music and making the record the best I can. I think I would change a lot of things about the record, just like stylistically. I think I've grown a lot, you know, and I've kind of found my sound a little more. And I think if, you know, I'm just trying to make the music as good as it can be. And I think if it, if it's good and people can relate to it, then if they want me to play somewhere, then I'm in, you know, that, like, I'm not like trying to like shove it down people's throats and like, oh, I got to book a giant tour across the, you know, thing to promote it. Like, it's more about just the quality of work, I think. We'll be right back.
heart just broke, packed his guitar away, took his dreams and hit the road. Buses on the highway, songs full of soul and drugs, riding the whole train and going, a hell of a story if you ever make it back home. If you ever.
How long did it take you to record Strange Weather?
It took me like 2 years to record it because I was trying to save up money for it too. And I was gigging a lot and I got all these offers for gigs while I was recording it. So I did a tour while I was recording the record. And then, so it took me about 2 years, but I had the songs for a long time. Like I had those songs for like maybe like 5 years before, you know? And I've been always been kind of writing them, and I just, those were the best ones that kind of gelled with the band the best at the time. And so I just picked those ones. And yeah. So
how does it look now for writing new material? Have you had a chance to jot anything down? Like I just had a chat recently with Matt Paxton, and he was able to take off out west for like 2 weeks with the wife and the dog and make little stops and starts doing like a little writing thing now that things have opened up. How does it work for you in regards to writing?
I'm always writing, and I have a lot of songs that I haven't recorded. So there's a lot of material kind of just backed up that I want to record. And I have a lot of different kind of stylistic songs. Like I have like a handful of like hard rock songs, and then I have a handful of like very like folky kind of depressing songs. And, I'm just debating whether I'm going to make like a kind of dynamic record with like both of these elements on it, or if I'm just going to make like a rock record and then make like a folk record and have them like separate things. Cause I get booked at different kinds of places that are kind of more acoustic driven like that. And like, then I get booked at places like Hollywood and like those rock bars, and people love it when I just crank it up. So it's like, I have those kind of two elements in my writing that I'd explore, right? And so that's for the next recording, hopefully in the fall. I'm working with Matt Montour at Boxcar, and we kind of do a trade-off for things. Like I'll play guitar on some tracks that he's working on, and he'll give me studio time. So we kind of work that. So.
Change. Somebody rolls the dice, dollar bills burst in the flame. took a long drag, I threw the rest on the ground. I watched the semi fly by, he didn't even slow down. So we walked the white line just like a highway. With your hand in mine, we're making the mind. Well, I guess sometimes the world just falls apart. I'll help you find the pieces if you try. Darling, just dry your eyes. There's headlights on the horizon. This could be alright. This could be alright. For a few more tomorrows, would you trade yesterday? Is it worth crying over if it's gone anyway? So I pretend to be the angel you see. But then who would I be if you could see underneath? I guess sometimes the world just falls apart. I'll help you find the pieces if you try. Darling, just dry your eyes. There's headlights on the horizon. This could be alright. This could be alright. I was so scared when they kicked in the door, and we climbed out the window, went running through the storm, till there was nothing, nothing, nothing in there. Just goes on and on and on. In your denim coat in the sunset's glow, you look a lot like Emma Stone. Put down my bag, I sparked the last cigarette. Try to say something funny, try to help you forget. Well, I guess sometimes the world just falls apart. I'll help you find the pieces if you try. Darling, just try. Headlights on the horizon. This could be alright. This could be alright. This could be alright. This could be alright.
I unfortunately will be recording and hanging out with Steve Deeps and Max Ray tomorrow night. And it's that kind of like vibe where it's like, you know, I kind of want to hang out, but I don't want to hang out.
Yeah, that's the studio can be like that. You know, it can be very like tedious and like.
Yeah, it's even worse for me because it's not going to be in a studio. I mean, if it's a studio, I can leave, Maddie, but it's going to be in my house, and I have gear set up for us to do like a little thing over here to talk about Deeps, whatever he's doing, the new show, and Max, and it's kind of like talking to the two of them at the same time. It's just like it's just futile, you know, because Max is always sarcastic and Deeps. He might just start mumbling. So, you know, it's just going
to, I love those guys, man. They're my buddies. They're great.
But, I know. Yeah. I love them too, but they're just very aggravating to work with.
Yeah, I hear you. Absolutely.
What's the next couple shows that are coming up for you as we're rounding out the end of August going into September?
Okay. So I'm doing a show called the Indigenous Cannabis Cup. And it's in the last week of August in Tyendinaga. I think that's how you say it. Okay. It's by Belleville. It's a festival celebrating cannabis music, indigenous cultures, and voices. So
great.
Yeah. And then we're doing Surf Fest, which is September 4th. It's at my friend Harry's farm off the grid. And they do like farming like vegetables and like it's kind of a melting pot for like plant enthusiasts and there's a music community there, like Dave Beatty from QED is always running sound there, and I help him run sound, and they do shows. And he's doing a little event there on the 4th. And then we're doing Burley Calling on the September 18th, and it's an event that Ben Rispin puts on.
Yes, been doing it for years, yeah.
You know that thing? I've never done it before, but I heard it's really great, and it used to be in Burlington, and used to be all different kind of pubs and stuff in Burlington. Yep. But now he's doing it at the farm. And I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be promoting that or if it's a secret, but I'll tell you anyway. But yeah, that's all I got for now. And then I have a few, like I do like kind of sideman gigs and like cover stuff once in a while. Like last night I played the Black Bowl with Mary Simon and
Brooklyn. That's right. And, yeah. I, you know what, dude, honestly, I love her. We had a great chat and I was dying laughing. I couldn't even put everything that she was making me laugh with in the recording. You know, it's like she has a very big personality, that one. And when she was talking about coming back to Canada because she was doing the tour boats and she had to, like, she just couldn't write any songs. It was always like cover for her job. She was talking about what she was doing to make herself better. And she said, I'm getting guitar lessons from Maddie Simpson.
That's right. Yeah. She's been coming over every Tuesday night. We just kind of jam. She comes over and jams and we trade off solos and stuff. And it's like, we were doing that at the gig last night. It was like super fun. She's getting really good at playing like guitar solos because before she would just be like doing chords and then she'd have a guy with her that was like Andrew Aldridge or whoever. Right. And so now she's like incorporating her like lead playing into her show, which is really cool to see. Hey, this is Maddie Simpson. To find out more about me, go to Linktree Maddie Simpson. Thank you very much.
Last night. But I don't care what life's supposed to be.
Take my hand and you'll see. Take my hand. Stick with me, my honey. to myself.
Listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
Past.
too.